Welcome to Tagalog 101. One thing I miss about the Philippines are families and loved ones who are near and dear to us. How do we call them in Tagalog? Mother is nanay. 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 Father is tatay. 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 Sometimes they shorten it to nai. Tai. Nai. Tai. To others, they call their mom inai and their dad itai. Inai. Itai. Inai. Itai. My kids are fond of calling their dad itai. It's like a term of endearment to their dad, and every time I hear them say itai or itai, it feels like home.
Itai. Kaya na tayo.
How about the siblings? The equivalent of the word sibling in Tagalog is kapatid. 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 But to be more specific, how you call your elder sister in Tagalog is ate. Ate. Ate.
Ate Sophie, kain na tayo.
Meaning, big sister plus the name of the elder sister, let's eat. The equivalent of the big brother, on the other hand, is kuya. Kuya.
Kuya, isang kain na tayo.
Meaning, big brother plus the name of the elder brother, let's eat. For the youngest sibling, we call him or her bunso. Sometimes I call Rizette, my youngest sibling, bunso. Sometimes I call my youngest child bunso too. Bunso. Bunso. Most of the time, you hear Filipino people say ate and kuya to other people who are not their relatives. Why? If they don't know their names, they use it as a sign of respect. For example, you are in the building and you don't know where the bathroom is. Siyempre, inihina when I don't have time to look for the bathroom. All I see is a lady in front of me. So I say, ate, saan po ang CR? Or, big sister, where is the comfort room? And if there's a man around you, you simply say, kuya, saan po ang CR? Or, big brother, where is the comfort room? Grandmother is Lola. Lola. Lola.
That's what I call my Lola and my Lola darling, Lola.
Grandfather is Lolo, Lolo, Lolo.
That's how I call my Lola boy, Lolo.
In the modern Filipino setting, the other ways we call our father aside from itay are daddy, papa, dad, or pa. The other ways we call our mother aside from inay are mommy, mama, mom, or me. Ate is replaced by sis. Kuya is replaced by bro. Kapatid is replaced by tol or utol. Sometimes we call our cousins utol also, but the Tagalog equivalent of cousin is pinsan or insan. Insan. Pinsan. The way we call our aunts and uncles in the Philippines are the same as in Spanish. The tío and tía, or tito and tita. Tito. Tita. Sometimes we call our grandparents abuela and abuelo, just like in Spanish also. But we have a special term of endearment for my kid's grandfather.
It's daddy's.
As you can see, the equivalent words of how we call our family members in the Philippines had evolved, just like any other countries who are keeping up with the modern times. So, thank you again for listening, and I hope to see your comments or suggestions here in my blog. Salamat po sa pakikinig at paalam!